It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
One more segment here on a Monday before Power Hour.
A lot of wagertainment coming up. A lot of it.
Man, like...
this show and beyond. Yeah.
You know that if I had negotiated in my contract royalties for other hosts on this channel saying the word wagertainment, I might not have to work anymore. That might be it for
you. Would have made a good bet. Would have cashed.
That would have been it. Instead, I sat on my hands, and now it's everywhere. It's out of my hands at this point now. The Power Hour is coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. Can't wait for that. Our bets tonight for Game 5 between the Lightning and the Islanders. Reed Wadlick's going to join the show with BetQL's five-star plays. We'll talk to Reed about his Brooklyn Nets losing. Bets for Major League Baseball. Ken and my bets for the Euros coming up tomorrow, including, and I'm really pumping this up. I don't even think it's really like that intelligent, what I'm going to say. I think it's pretty obvious.
We changed the showtime. Yeah, I think you literally promoted half as much as you promote this.
My angle on England and the Czech Republic. It's going to blow your minds. You want wagertainment? That's wagertainment. Yep. England and the Czech Republic. Our bet, my bet, maybe Ken will be on the same side as me. Coming up next hour.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now. I feel like I'm going to convince you. Not like I'm not going to try to, but I feel like my rationale is going to be so sound that you're going to be like, I'm going to be on that bet with you as well.
Well, I think you know. We don't have to say it right now, but I think you know what I'm going to be on in England and Czech Republic. I feel like you know.
I'm also on that, but I've got something else.
Excellent. Well, happy to hear it. Yeah, happy to hear we're not opposite each other again.
And maybe I'll do an exact score bet as well, because I have a feeling I know what the exact score is going to be. And that is, if you took the combined score of the two teams tomorrow and you multiplied it by a million, it would be zero. So maybe we'll bet the under. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow for England and the Czech Republic. It is great to be on, obviously, the newly expanded BetQL. If you're listening in a new market right now on the newly branded Bet Stations, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here for 4 hours every day, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, if you're new to the show, our final hour of the show every day will be all our bets coming up for that night. Daily tip, obviously, in the mornings. BetQL Daily with the Joes, Ostrowski and Giglio. BetMGM tonight following us with Quinton Mayo, Ryan Horvat, and our old executive producer, Tyler Morales. Live betting show. It's going to be absolutely fantastic for 4 hours. So when we're done on You Better You Bet, make sure you tune in for BetMGM tonight. Of course, visit BetRivers.com, our show sponsor, and make sure you download that BetQL app. I don't know if I've ever done a free roll segment. I feel like that's usually, Ken, you and thy royal moose, Mark Melusis.
It is.
So I don't know if there's imaging for this or not. Do you guys play something for this or
what are we? I think we just use recommends because.
All right. You know, Rick just use recommends, which means there's nothing. So Rick, just go ahead and play recommends here. And so this is how free roll works. We basically have every futures market open and we have a theoretical $100. And how would we spend that $100? So we've got finals MVP, the NBA. I've got NFL MVP. We've got some Euros. Eli's got some Major League Baseball for us here. So, Ken, if you'd like, I have it written down in front of me here. I can read out the NBA Finals MVP if you've got a thought on that.
Sure. If you want to read them out, especially for our listeners who don't have the Odyssey app or actually our viewers, because we probably don't have graphics to go with this either. But just like to put in perspective, how I would like to do this actually, I know this will be like last minute merging of markets. Do we have the to win the title odds? Do we have those four teams? Do we have those somewhere? Do those exist?
Milwaukee's plus 100, Atlanta's plus 1100, Phoenix I think is plus 340. Like I'll find it.
Suns are like 150 or something. I think it's like Milwaukee, 140. Phoenix. Yeah, 140. Because like those two teams are big favorites to win their series. That's why they'd be low odds. So what I would love to do is compare the team to win the title.
Clippers plus 800. Clippers plus 800.
I think I would love to compare players on the team with the team itself and see like how the two compare. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So Giannis is the favorite to win MVP at plus 110. That basically mirrors almost identically what Milwaukee to win the title is right at Bet Rivers. They're even money right now to win the. So the question is, if you wanted to bet that, and maybe you could give an opinion here, Nick, for sure. Like what would be it? What's a better bet? Especially if it's for a small amount of money too, where you could bet whatever you want into both markets. Would you rather bet Milwaukee even to win the title or Giannis plus 110 if you had a choice?
I think I'm going to surprise you with my answer. I'd rather bet Milwaukee to win the title.
I would too.
And I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. I feel like Giannis is going to give you what Giannis is going to give you, right? I feel like that's going to happen. The difference in Milwaukee either winning or not winning an NBA championship will be the shot making of either Chris Middleton and or Drew Holiday. Middleton right now at BetRivers, Ken, plus 2,400. Holiday, plus 3,400. So if you're looking to bet NBA Finals MVP and do you want to get away from Giannis, who's, again, even money, or plus 110 to win Finals MVP, I'd rather split a bet on Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and roll with that if you like Milwaukee. Because I actually really do believe that. Look, maybe Giannis gets it the same way like Kobe got it in 2010 when he shot 6 for 24 in Game 7. Maybe that happens. But I think given, like, the way Giannis plays – and like the fact that, like, at the ends of the games, it's Middleton and Holiday taking most of the shots.
Sure.
I think those two guys are better. Not Giannis is more likely, obviously, and the price reflects
way
that.
More likely to win. Right. Yeah.
But I feel like given the odds, I feel like that's a pretty decent bet to make.
Yeah, it's two different questions, right? I thought you did a good job of answering the first one. I would much rather bet Milwaukee even than Giannis 110. If you had to bet between those two, like if you like Milwaukee, you're like, well, I'm considering these two options. Do I want the 10 more cents on Giannis? The probability that a non-Giannis player wins has to be greater than that. Has to be greater than that if Milwaukee wins the title.
And Andre Iguodala won Finals MVP. Like that's a thing.
Middleton's usage in clutch situations is like identical to Giannis and greater in some situations. Like it's just if they win. Like Giannis wins a lot, but yeah, I think that's a good way to look at that. And then the Suns, I think, are absolutely fascinating because they have two players who would very obviously be likely to win. So the Suns at BetRivers are plus 140 to win the NBA title. Obviously, lead 1-0 against the Clippers. We don't know when Chris Paul is coming back in the MVP market for Finals MVP. This mirrors what I've seen, throughout. Devin Booker, a slight favorite to win Finals MVP over Chris Paul, but Devin Booker plus 310. Chris Paul plus 450. And again, Suns 140. So here's an opportunity where if you really liked one of those, like if you like Phoenix to play it back again, like we did with Milwaukee, and you feel pretty good about one or the other. So you'd be asking yourself two questions. When is Chris Paul coming back? Would actually be a pretty fun question to ask to try to answer this. Like,
and by the way,
definitely
I have some
back
updated,
by game one.
Some updated information on that only because I have the TV on right now.
Oh, great.
So I don't know if this is not like breaking news. Oh, okay. It's not like anything definitive, but like the latest word on Chris Paul, like as of like a couple minutes ago, still indefinitely. So like we still kind of, it sounds to be like maybe not for game two. I don't know that for a fact, but so that's where we're kind of at right now.
Feels like not for a lot of the series. That's how it feels to me right now. When it happens, I don't know if it's going to be super sudden. I don't know. I feel like we would just know. But anyway, to look forward to finals, Booker plus 310, Paul plus 450. Like a couple interesting things, right? If we got later, even if Phoenix like won more games in the series and it felt like Paul, they was announced that he was like, it's still indefinitely and it's game five or something. Would you bet Booker knowing that Phoenix is very likely to go to the finals, but Chris Paul might not play in game one? If he doesn't play in game one, could he ever win finals MVP? Would that happen? That being said, I think there's also an argument for the other side, right? Where it's basically like, if Paul's going to be back for that series, they're never, ever, ever going to not give it to him unless Booker has to go insane in the series for Chris Paul not to win, because of, I think, the opinion of both players involved. So I think it's an interesting argument.
I actually think if I had to bet one or the other and the Suns win and like both guys are there and playing, I think Booker, if the Suns win the championship, I think it's going to take like superhuman stuff from Booker. And I get what you're saying. Chris Paul is going to be the media darling. It's going to be like a lifetime achievement award almost if and when they get there. I think I'd be more apt to bet Booker. Maybe that's a losing bet, but it's one I think I'd be willing to make.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that's one that offers an opportunity. And then I think, I guess if you wanted to bet DeAndre Ayton 60, that could be the other one.
But I don't.
A couple other things. Yeah, and I'll, there we go. Let's get over some other markets here. So the only other team, like Paul George is 9. He's obviously really, like, would you ever bet somebody that's not Paul George to win Finals MVP for the Clippers? This is a tough abstract because I don't think either of us think the Clippers are going to win the title now.
Well, I mean, is Kawhi listed there somewhere? Like all the way at the bottom?
That was
the board?
My next question. So yeah. He is not listed in this market. And that would be an interesting one. Like what are they going to win the title right now? 8?
Plus 800. Yep.
If you could, what price would you need to take like $20 and just take a flyer that he comes back for the end of this series? Bill Simmons in a pod today where he kind of hinted that like it's not indefinite, like it's actually like a sprain and he might, and he did this very abstract, but he also did the exact same thing with the Boston front office stuff and it all turned out to be true. So like you kind of read into the language there a little bit. So what price would you need for Kawhi?
I don't know, man. I'm not the math guy. You are. Well, you tell me.
This is not a math problem. I have no idea what the probability is he comes back. If I gave you 100-1 that Kawhi Leonard was Finals MVP, would you take it?
Yeah, put $100 on it.
100 because it's free roll. $100 at 100-1. It is very interesting. That's the only player that I can think of where I would look at this mark and be like, what is like if he you're basically betting he comes back, to be perfectly honest. Because like if he comes back, I actually think they will come back to beat Phoenix. And if he comes back, I think they would beat whoever comes out of the East. And he would win Finals MVP a large percentage of the time when they do that. So it's, if you like the Clippers, that is an interesting approach. If you could ever find that bet, and you would get, well, maybe you wouldn't get crazy odds because maybe they're just asleep and not changing them, but you would maybe get a really long shot price because everyone knows that he's out. That would be an interesting way to approach it. We can spend some time on some, on another market. I know you have a couple other things, but just the mirroring of those two, I think, presents some interesting opportunity.
All right, you better, you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, expanded network here on a Monday. Free rolling here, going through some futures markets, bets that we like. We just went through NBA Finals, MVP. I thought that was pretty good stuff from both of us, if I do say so myself. I want to reiterate, Ken, I got a couple things here. Yep. I want to reiterate a take I've given out a couple times here on You Better You Bet. If I had to make a bet right now on NFL MVP, and I want to get away from guys like Tom Brady at the top of the odds board, want to get away from Josh Allen, et cetera, here, I would bet Tua Tagovailoa at 66-1. And that is not, like, if you listen to the show, you know that it's not like an original take by me. It is an original take by me, but I've said it kind of ad nauseum here. Sure. Tua 66-1 is one that's interesting for me. And we'll talk about the Euros next hour here in the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. I feel good about my futures positions. I came away convinced this weekend that Germany and Belgium are the two best teams in the tournament, including Italy. I've got futures on both. I think Germany's the best team in their group. Germany plus 650 right now, Belgium plus 750. I still think those are two bets that are probably worth making. I love both of those teams moving forward here.
Are you surprised Belgium's odds basically haven't changed from pre-tournament? I can't believe they're 750 still.
Yes.
They were less than 750 in a couple places when the tournament started.
Yes.
Really, so much has happened. That's
maybe
really
it's like worries about
De Bruyne
came
back too.
Yeah. Like Hazard is only playing. He's not playing a lot. Like he's playing like 50, 60 minutes a game right now. So it's like, can he get back up to full fitness moving forward in the knockout stage when they're really going to need him? I know Eli had some Major League Baseball stuff here. We'll hold it for the Power Hour or, you know, later this summer when there's
one of the other 16 hours this week, maybe.
Yeah. So we'll get more Eli more of our time as we move forward here. We're kind of easing into this new show time and new format here on You Better You Bet, which includes the Power Hour being the final hour of the show. So if you've never heard this before, you're in for a treat. We're going to run through every single game for tonight, give you our bets and the rationale behind it. The Power Hour, the final hour, coming up next here, Costos Barkley on BetQL.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.